This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. This episode is brought to you by Home Chef.
With Home Chef, you get all the fresh ingredients you need to make a meal at home, plus chef-designed recipes to cook restaurant-grade meals in under 30 minutes.
Yes, so, you know, you have food preferences the same way we do, and Home Chef will tailor meals to your preferences. So if you're eating gluten-free, if you're vegetarian, you know, whatever you're looking for, Home Chef is going to be able to put together an affordable, delicious box for you.
Yep, yep. And they deliver, you know, they deliver straight to your door every week in an insulated box. You don't have to be there to receive it. It's like dinner arrives on your doorstep, almost ready-made, ready for you to make it, really.
Right. It's not like a restaurant delivery that is getting cold, has been sitting around, and is expensive. This is less than $10 a meal, and it's incredibly convenient, and new menus are published weekly. So go to homechef.com/spilled and use the offer code SPILLED to get $20 off. That's homechef.com/spilled and the offer code SPILLED. Rediscover home cooking with Home Chef.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we're talking about frozen pizza.
Classic, classic babysitter food, right?
Yes. Is there any more babysitter food? Like, you know, you hear, like, the babysitter's coming, you know, you guys, she can throw a pizza in the oven.
Yes.
Or he. I was a male babysitter. Have you read my memoir? It tells all.
You know, I briefly, with a friend of mine, Jessica Shepherd, who I haven't seen since we were, like, in high school. But anyway, when we were 8 years old, we were reading a lot of the Babysitter's Club books, and we started our own Babysitter's Club, and we made flyers and everything. And I remember she came over to my house once so that, like, we could, like, cut up the flyers or something to distribute them, and she brought these pink scissors, and I really liked the scissors. And when she left them at my house, I never returned them, and I still have them. They are in my kitchen. Jessica Shepherd, I've got your pink scissors.
That's an amazing story.
30 years ago.
I am so proud of what just happened. Like, I just got up, went to the kitchen, and took a pizza out of the oven, and Molly vamped the whole time.
And Molly ran the show by herself, folks.
Yes.
You didn't even notice.
So sometime in the future, there's going to be like a 6-week period where only Molly is going to appear on the show, and you're never going to notice. Yeah, it's going to be so natural.
You're just not even going to know, especially because I've been practicing my Matthew voice.
Okay, let's hear it. I don't think you can take that back. that's not correct.
Okay, let's do the show.
Okay. So frozen pizza. Let's hit memory lane, shall we?
Yeah. So the frozen pizza of my youth was Tony's microwave pizza. This was, again, in the era that we discussed in the microwave episode, the beginning of the microwave age.
Yes, and I looked for Tony's pizza and I didn't see it, and I didn't Google it. I don't know if that means that it changed brand names or isn't available anymore, or I just couldn't find it.
Well, I remember, I can kind of picture the package, and I remember I liked the kind that had the nubbles of sausage on it, or maybe that was called hamburger.
Yeah, I got one. I got some Celeste pizza for one microwave pizza, which Isn't that a phrase that just fills your heart with the warmth of human kindness?
Say it again.
And Celeste, pizza for one. What's on the agenda tonight, Molly?
Celeste, pizza for one. It sounds like I should like also say that I'm going to be like.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to interrupt if you were actually about to say something, but it seemed like you weren't.
To allude to having an intimate night with myself.
Well, right. What I was going to say is I feel like Celeste Pizza for One is like the seamy underbelly of the Calgon Take Me Away commercials.
It's
remember?
It's like when you've set aside a cozy evening at home with your Hitachi magic wand.
Right, I was going to say. So like you know the woman on the Calgon commercial, like she's in the bubble
bath. Take me away.
Yeah, she's masturbating in the bubble bath, and then but the part you don't see is like then she goes and microwaves a Celeste pizza for one, and it gets kind of sad.
I don't know, man.
On the other hand, that sounds like a pretty great night.
Yeah,
I don't know what
I'm
talking
know,
about,
man. Like pizza and
yep.
stuff.
When I once ate at I think I actually ate there and didn't just see the sign, a restaurant in Vancouver called Pizza and Suds.
You know, that sounds just like a Calgon ad.
Yes.
Calgon meets Celeste.
Calgon, oh, have you met Celeste? That's their new ad campaign. Okay.
Oh, this is going to show up.
Wait.
This is going to be one of those amazing like storylines in like bad porn.
Yeah, right. I'm
Celeste.
I'm spending a night in with Celeste
and Calgon.
Which really means I'm just eating a pizza alone. And it's going to be great. So, can we try I want to taste this pizza, but we haven't even introduced the concept
yet. Yeah, okay. So, anyway, what about the frozen pizza of your youth?
Well, I definitely remember Totino's party pizza. I remember Red Baron. Is that a frozen pizza?
Yeah, I remember the ads for Red Baron.
I remember sometimes doing the individual microwave pizzas that were on the little metal platform.
You mean like the Stouffer's French bread pizza?
Yes, but that has
oven
directions.
Is that too high quality?
It's too high quality. I mean, that was a thing I ate, but like, I think I really wanted this to veer more toward junk pizza.
So you mean like the individual size?
The individual size,
I
yes.
know what you're talking about. And the crust had this like real fattiness to it, almost
yes.
like a funnel cake.
That like crisp it up in the microwave thing was the biggest lie, because it never got
has
crispy.
Has anything in the history of the world gotten crispy in a microwave?
No.
Is it even possible?
I thought you were going to say, has anything in the history of the world been a bigger lie? And the answer to that is also no.
No. So what about Boboli? Do you remember when that came on the market? And does that count?
Like, no, because it's not frozen.
Oh.
It's in shelf-stable packaging.
Oh.
I mean, it comes out sort of not very different from one of those rising crust pizzas, which I have real mixed feelings about that.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
So they came out in the, I want to say like around 2000, they started. So DiGiorno and Freschetta are the big brands in this space.
I know I've seen ads.
I didn't get any. And the idea is they, you know, they have some sort of leavening going on, probably a combination of yeast and baking powder so that they puff up in the oven, which... And so it's kind of a thick crust pizza.
You know, it kind of reminds me of like those little tiny pellets that when you put them in water turn into like sponges in the shape of dinosaurs.
It's exactly like that. I feel like what the situation it was designed for is that like I'm more stoned than a Totino's party pizza can handle.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever been that stoned. Have you?
Yes.
You have? Recently?
No comment.
Have you had to go get a rising crust pizza and just watch it rise?
But it takes a long time to bake. It bakes for like 25 minutes
or
something.
Oh, that's exhausting.
Yeah.
Who can wait
Never
for
mind.
That?
Okay, so what we're eating here is California Pizza Kitchen barbecue chicken.
I like this more than I should.
I like it a lot. So I went to and you own one and almost two pizza places.
Mm-hmm. And I have pizza like 2 to 3 nights a week. I eat a lot of pizza. I know my pizza, people.
So here's what I was afraid when I bought. Like, I went to the my grocer's freezer case. I almost let that go by without saying it, which would have been tragic. I went to my grocer's freezer case, and of course, there are a jillion kinds of frozen pizza. You know, there's a lot of gluten-free frozen pizza now. There's rising crust. There's like, I tried to go with old school, but then I saw the CPK barbecue chicken, which was a real thing for a while. Mm. And I'm like, we got to try that. I was afraid that it was going to be sort of not in the valley of not bad enough and not good enough, where we've ended up so many times.
Oh my God. And you see mirages like of things like Reese's peanut butter cup, stuff that's just eternally great.
Yep.
But there you are in the valley of not quite good enough and not quite bad enough.
Yeah, it's also known as the Cheese Nips Valley. I like this a lot.
I like this so much. This should be an abomination,
mm-hmm.
and I like it.
And it is, but it's abominable enough.
Mm-hmm. 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 I would eat this even not stoned.
I am going to serve some night coming up when I need a real Calgon experience. Like, I'm going to draw myself a bubble bath.
What about your Celeste pizza?
We haven't tried that yet.
Oh.
I'm cheating on Celeste with California Pizza Kitchen. That doesn't even make
CPK.
Sense.
CPK.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's somebody's initials. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like we're inventing a whole line of commercials for different pizza brands. Like, you know, I'm you know, spending the night with Celeste, but who is this CPK whose initials I keep seeing?
Well, is it a man or a woman?
Oh, I don't know. What do you got?
I don't know.
It's Charles P. King.
Great. It's okay. Terrific. Great.
Well, that sure feels like a segment break right there.
Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Molly.
Do you put hot sauce on everything?
Pretty much. I would say 96% of things.
Wow, really? That many things?
It may. I'm going through a hot sauce phase.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, maybe it's time for you to check out Fuego Box, a hot sauce club that delivers boxes of small batch and gourmet hot sauces right to your doorstep. I can tell you're excited about this because you almost interrupted me.
I almost did. Well, I want to know, is this an exclusive club that, or is it something that a person like me could join?
Oh, it's for everyone, Matthew.
But will I feel special like I have joined an exclusive club?
You know, I don't know if, like, you're going to get a special, like, card to carry around and flash, you know, in front of all your friends. But I think you're going to have that special feeling inside.
All right. So I join Fuego Box. I get a box of hot sauce. Are they going to send me, like, hot sauces that I already have? You know, we did a hot sauce episode. I've got the Cholula. I've got the Tabasco.
I know. No, no, no. Fear not, Matthew. Fuego Box is, you know, they are out there doing the hot sauce sleuthing that you and I don't have time for, but we get to benefit from it. They focus on flavor over heat, and they always avoid gimmicky selections.
Yeah, I'm a busy man. I don't have time for hot sauce sleuthing the way I used to do.
So think of it as a hot sauce club for people who love food, like you.
Okay, that makes sense. So how do I sign up? And can you give me some kind of special deal?
I think so, yeah. Just for you and our listeners. To purchase, go to fuegobox.co and use the code HOTMILK for $10 off your first box. That's fuegobox.co, promo code HOTMILK for $10 off the best hot sauces you've probably never heard of.
You know what? I think it just went up to 97%.
We're back. So, hey, you wrote here on the agenda types, microwave, flat, rising crust. Well, we've talked about microwave and rising crust. What is this flat thing? All pizza's flat.
I don't know why I said flat. I guess I meant, you know,
as opposed to
to rising.
Like stromboli?
Yeah, as opposed to that frozen stromboli that's, I was going to say heating up your grocer's freezer case. If something's heating up your grocer's freezer case, you have a real public health issue.
Okay, so this is the Totino's Party Pizza.
Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly Supreme.
So I remember Supreme pizzas, you know, as like the thing that I always didn't want as a kid. I didn't want like the mushroom, the green pepper, or whatever. As an adult, I never buy green peppers. Don't really care for them, but I love it on this pizza.
Yeah, I think Supreme pizza is my favorite style of pizza. Like, when it's my birthday and I get to pick the pizza toppings, I will get a pizza with like pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, onions, green peppers.
Mm.
Yeah, this is pretty good. I don't like it quite as much.
It must be really hard for you at Delancey.
That's a whole different kind of thing.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't.
I don't compare that to frozen pizza.
Okay, great.
I also don't eat frozen pizza on my birthday. I want to clarify.
I was going to ask. Huh.
But would I? Probably. So what we're eating here is Totino's Party Pizza Supreme flavor. I should clarify.
I like this, but the crust is thicker and chewier.
Yep.
Which I would think I would like, but it's also kind of fattier without having more flavor.
This gives me a nostalgic twinge because this I think of this as the most babysittery pizza, but it's not very good. But I'm still eating it.
I think that you're getting a nostalgic twinge from it because it's a pizza with tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you had purchased a CPK that were less CPK-y, by which I mean
like a CPK
traditional
pepperoni.
Italian. Yeah, exactly.
Which I am going to do now because how bad could it be?
Mm-hmm. I think that would feel babysittery to you too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why do you think? Are there some slogans that they've used in the past maybe for Totino's Party Pizza?
I'd never heard of Totino's Party Pizza prior to today.
Because the slogan they're using is "Great taste, great value," and it is dirt cheap.
How cheap?
No, I mean this box was probably on sale for $2.
Wow, so it's just barely more expensive than Mrs. Cubison's croutons.
That's exactly right.
And yet it's so much tastier. I'm sorry, Mrs. Cubison.
God, you really have it in for Mrs. Cubison. when Mrs. Cubison shows up here with her cane to like
sit on
cane
your lap.
Somebody. No, I'm sending her to cane you. Okay, that ding you just heard was the microwave, so I'm going to go see how Celeste is coming along.
So, hey, do you remember Hot Pockets? Because we have talked a lot about the old Hot Pockets jingle. Hot Pockets.
Wait, we have?
I could swear we have. I've heard you sing it. You sing it.
I don't know it.
You don't?
Wait a minute.
Hot
Are you
pockets.
Doing a podcast, a comedy food podcast with someone else who's really into Hot Pockets?
Actually, Brandon and I are really into food slogans, and it's a big part of our foreplay routine, just singing food jingles to each other. Brandon particularly likes Hot Pockets because it's so evocative.
Right, I was going to say, there's nothing suggestive about that.
I should add, I am so joking.
Oh, that's what would you have said if you were serious, though?
I can't think of any other food jingles right now. help me out.
I just went to the Franz Bread Factory outlet. So I had the Franz Bread jingle stuck in my head.
Oh, what's that one?
Franz Bread is good bread. There's a lot of life in every loaf. We've sung that on the show before. I don't think we've sung the Hot Pockets song, though.
Really? Okay.
Well, I don't even remember the Hot Pockets commercials.
Really? Do you remember Hot Pockets? And does that count as pizza?
I do remember Hot Pockets. Not only do I remember Hot Pockets, but up until a couple of years ago, my grandmother was still mailing me coupons for Hot Pockets because she heard at one point that I ate one.
At one point, you ate one. So wait, Hot Pockets, are they like the little like bite-sized ones? It's not like a toaster pastry size, is it?
It is a toaster pastry size, but like fuller than a...
So what are the ones that are really little?
Those are Totino's Pizza Rolls, formerly Gino's Pizza Rolls.
Oh, because that was like, I remember when that came on the scene.
Are amazing.
It was like the tail end of my slumber party years.
To me, like... There is nothing that more perfectly embodies the concept of junk food than Totino's pizza rolls. I mean, they're like gooey. You can like pick them apart and you have no idea what is in this oozy filling.
Hey, can we get stoned sometime and eat Totino's pizza rolls?
Oh, yes.
Oh, this sounds amazing.
Can we take like 3 weeks off the show?
Yeah, to recover.
We'll see what the show sounds like when no one's talking. I'm enjoying the episode a lot this week.
Huh. It just feels so meditative.
Yeah. It's and our topic this week is Zen. Nice.
Okay,
so I think Celeste is probably ready now.
Oh, great. So wait, we never settled it. Do pizza rolls count? And I mean, I don't know if they count. It's kind of like, you know, the age-old question, is a quesadilla a grilled cheese? I don't know. How's that for an answer? Matthew's cutting up the pizza. He says, this is gonna be weird. Okay, so Celeste. Oh, look at her. What a charming lady.
Is it? It's like...
Oh, she's got a really trustworthy smile.
I can't see what you're looking at because the package is facing away from you. No. I'm just going with what I got in my head. Less like Sophia Loren than I was envisioning.
Oh, yeah. No. This woman is... There's nothing sexy about Celeste. She's comforting.
This pizza does not look like the photo on the box.
Let me see. You are so right.
It looks, it's a microwave pizza, and it comes out, you know, like when you microwave something with cheese, it comes out sort of pockmarked because the cheese sort of boils.
Hey, so it's
a pepperoni. I'm making this as appetizing as possible.
It says pepperoni pizza, and then under it in small letters, it says made with pork-chicken added. What does that mean?
Oh.
Is this really? This tastes like my Tony's microwave pizza.
Okay, good.
There's so much of it behind my front teeth.
Yes, it's very sticky.
It's very gummy.
It's stodgy.
Mm-hmm.
It's glutinous.
Fudgy.
Oh, God. That was good when we described dates that way.
Sucking it out from behind my front teeth.
Yes, I'm going to go to the dentist next time, and they're like, what the fuck is going on?
No, they're going to be like, have you been eating Celeste pizza for one?
Yeah. You've been eating Celeste, haven't you?
I like this.
I do not.
But only because it reminds me of Tony's.
So wait, what did we get into, like, what was the context in which you would get a Tony's microwave pizza? Was it always a babysitter?
Uh-huh. Have we talked about my childhood babysitter, Mrs. Beale?
I don't think
so. She's an older lady. Her name was Julia Beale.
This sounds very familiar. I think we have it, but please.
Anyway, she would come to the house with, like, a plastic bonnet over her hair because, you know, she would have spent, like, hours hot rolling it. Anyway,
nice.
My parents had like a standing babysitting date most Thursday nights so that they could keep the romance alive.
That's a good idea. This is so sticky.
Julia Beale would come over and I would have my Tony's microwave.
Yes?
I'm blowing my nose all over the microphone.
Great.
Watching you maneuver your lips to try to get Celeste off.
I probably look like Mr. Ed.
Yes, Mr. Ed. I am Mr. Ed.
Great. You refuse to do an impression of me, but you'll do an impression of Mr. Ed. Great.
I loved Mr. Ed when I was a kid. Nick at Night. Oh my God, Nick at Night was
sure.
So great.
A horse is a horse, of course.
Or My Three Sons.
So Julia Beale would come over.
Yeah.
She would bring her three sons.
I'd watch Nick at Night.
Yeah.
With Julia Beale and eat my Tony's microwave pizza and make chocolate milk with Hershey's syrup. And
nice.
I would put in way, way more chocolate syrup than was advisable.
Okay. That does sound nice. Yeah. So I guess, so you said your parents had like Thursday night, date night to
mm-hmm.
keep the romance alive.
Mm-hmm.
So on Thursdays, I meet up with you. So what does that say?
Well, this marriage has lasted for...
That's true. Six and a half years
six
now.
Six and a half yeah. years, Matthew.
Okay. Good. I do not like this. It doesn't push those nostalgic buttons for me.
I just ate my whole piece.
Uh-huh. And it's going to be in your mouth forever. Mm-hmm. So enjoy.
Basically, I'm a human garbage compactor.
I've learned a lot on this episode about...
About me.
About your metabolism, about how much I love barbecue chicken pizza.
Mm-hmm. About how much you love
bubble baths. how do you actually feel about bubble baths?
So here's the thing. If you're sitting in a bathtub full of suds, how do you get them off your body before you get out? Do you just have like a soap residue?
I think you just like stand up and you've got bubbles all over you and you look amazing.
Well,
that's how I do it.
Great. So
then I don't know what you do after that. I guess you just like wait.
Towel off?
Yeah. I mean, is it so bad to towel bubbles off?
No.
I don't think so.
You know, I'm not a big bath taker. I like a bath every now and then, but I find that I want it to be really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then it cools off and then I make it hotter again.
Yep,
then I get too hot.
Do you have like a move that you do in the bath to try and get the new hot water to mix with the cold water, the cooling water? Like, because the hot water runs in like at the end by your feet,
right? I do a lot of leg swirling.
Yes, I bet.
I turn myself into an egg beater.
Yeah, I do that too. And I bet it looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
Until I stand up and just look glowing.
Yes. This episode of Spilled Milk is brought to you by Home Chef.
All right, what's Home Chef? With Home Chef, you get a box of ingredients and instructions sent to your door so you can make restaurant-quality meals in 30 minutes or less.
You get to skip the grocery store, which, let's be real, like, my child has entered the stage of human development that makes going to the grocery store a utter disaster.
Oh, she literally grabs everything?
She wants everything. So, you know, you could skip the grocery store, eliminate meal planning, save time. It shows up in an insulated box on your doorstep, homies.
You know what you should do? You should put your kid in an insulated box. He wouldn't grab everything all the time. Get started, get weekly deliveries for just for under $10 a meal. You can go to homechef.com/spilled and use the code spilled at checkout for $20 off. That's homechef.com/spilled and the code spilled.
Rediscover home cooking with Home Chef.
So that was a lot about frozen pizza. You can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we will, I don't know, you know, we don't need to post a list of the pizzas we ate.
We certainly do
not. You can find these pizzas in your grocer's freezer
case. Yeah, you can.
California Pizza Kitchen, if you want to sponsor the show, apparently we're in love with you. you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast and tell us what was your babysitter
food. Can you also recommend how we get this, like, film of Celeste off our teeth?
Oh, for the dentists in the audience.
Yeah, or hygienists, dental hygienists. Yeah, please write in. Let us know if we don't have any of your scrapey devices on hand. What should we do to get this slime off of our teeth?
Yeah, everyone knows the real brains of the dental office are the hygienists.
No joke.
Yeah, like the dentist is just like a guy with a boat and a little mirror.
Emphasis.
Well, now that I've offended all dentists. Like on that Seinfeld episode. Sorry, dentist. I love my dentist.
I love my dentist, too. He keeps my dental hygiene hygienic.
That is his mission statement. my dentist recently, had a conversation with someone or went to a conference and decided that he needed to really get his branding up to date. And so his slogan is now the exceptional smile experience.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
That is so amazing.
it's great and terrible.
My dentist does not have a slogan, and I don't picture him ever having a slogan.
Well, that's why my dentist is better than your dentist.
Oh.
No, you have an exceptional smile.
Oh, thanks, Matthew. Wow, this is awkward. Even with Celeste?
Oh, wait, sorry. I didn't realize Celeste was still sitting here at the table. You can leave us a review on iTunes.
You can find us on Facebook and tell us about your babysittery moments.
Yep, exactly what I just said. Oh, that's okay. That's one of our new trademarks.
Molly doesn't ever listen to Matthew.
And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk. We're like a party pizza in your ears.
Ooh. I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Hamsterberg.
I loved when you sent me some money the other day and said that it was an out-of-court settlement from Mrs. Gubbis.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.